Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So this used to be my favorite day of the year. It's when the kids go back to school. We're like, see ya. Get the hell out of the house. Don't let the door kick you on the way out. Couldn't wait for the kids to go back to school. Now I love my kids. I love hanging out with my kids. But I notice my kids are different when they're in school. They're a lot more productive. They lose weight. They just do more. They accomplish more. And so seeing my kids over the summer, even though we put them in summer school and we had them in summer activities, you just saw them a little bit more lax when it came to taking showers and doing their laundry and cleaning their room and all that. You know, and I'm trying to be, you know, staff sergeant, and it just doesn't work. So I really need a lieutenant mommy. I really need another parent in addition to my husband, because he doesn't really seem to, drop the hammer or whatever the term is for. So I kind of need somebody to back me up. So all the stuff I've been telling my kids that they have to do and things that have to be done, they don't listen to me. They're like, Mom, you're speaking Greek. I don't understand you. Yeah, they go to school and the teachers are like, you got to clean your desk. You have to do this. You have to wash your hands. You have to, you know, eat a balanced meal. Then they're like, okay, so looks like Mom's not cray-cray. You know, there's other people that might share her theory, which I will consider, you know, on my own time at a later date. Duly noted. So with school going back, I'm a happy, happy girl. My kids are in college, so they still have another week or two. I got to get the meningitis vaccine for one of them. He just finished his COVID round, so I got to figure out when the meningitis vaccine is ideal to give. I think at least a couple weeks, so we're probably good. But grade school in my neck of the woods and high school, they're back. These kids are back. I remember when I went to school, it was after Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend was the last weekend of summer, and then boom, you would hit it hard September 7th. Now, kids are back to school early, which I'm actually fine with. I have a big problem with kids being off school for 3 full months. I just don't think that's realistic. I understand the teachers need a break, and I get that, but then alternate teachers. But personally, life doesn't stop for 3 months, per se. So your parents have to work. You still need to farm. The cows still need to be milked. Weeds still grow. The pets need to be fed. So, you know, why not there still be some element of learning? So I always found that the 3 months kids take off to be, I think, deleterious to their retention and their memory and their recall, and I think they really take a step back. And I understand parents want to take a break and all that, but that's why I'm for more of the 12-year school that has multiple breaks that allow parents to then take vacation and organize a little better. But kids being home for the summer, I don't know. Just like with kids being home for COVID, it just was a different experience. And I think a lot of them got behind. A lot of them gained weight. So it's frustrating. So how is the first day of school turning out? Well, we're going to know soon. We are being told that some school districts out there are understaffed. They don't have enough teachers coming back. We are also being told that they don't have enough substitutes, certain school districts, because if that teacher who is vaccinated gets symptoms of COVID, they have to be off, because COVID-vaccinated people can still spread COVID to others. And kids that are unvaccinated are at risk. So the school districts, and bless them for doing this, are trying to open and say, you know what, we're just going to do it. I always use that Die Hard 2 analogy where the planes are out of fuel, they need to land, and they're waiting and waiting, and finally they say, to heck with it, we're just going to do it, and whatever happens, happens. And then it all works out. That's kind of what the school districts are doing right now. If they wait for a pandemic to end, it just doesn't, the kids will never go back to school. I'm also noticing in some necks of the woods, and I'm not going to call out any specific school district, but one school district, I believe it's back east, gave a list to parents of what should keep your kid out of school. And they're allowing ear infections. They're allowing pink eye. They're allowing MRSA kids to stay in school while they have that infection. And I found that fascinating because in the past, if your kid is sick, keep them out of school. But now I think people are realizing that anything could technically qualify for somebody being ill. So they're like, you know what, the kids could still be back at school if they have an ear infection. I disagree. I think if a kid has an ear infection, they're not really, those hurt. They're not really paying attention. They're in pain. They obviously have an infectious disease, a bug. Keep them out of school. But I found it very interesting that some of the school districts are starting to come up with different guidelines on when you can go to school and when you can't. Truth of the matter is the fall is coming. And with the fall coming, there's going to be the sniffles. There's going to be coughs. There's going to be sore throat. And many school districts are setting up these sick rooms. And I think we'll know in a few weeks how that works. If the sick rooms get overwhelmed, then schools are either going to have to teach outside. They're going to have to probably recruit other buildings. You know how we used stadiums for the vaccine? We might need to use those stadiums for school just to keep these kids separated from each other, to be able to have enough groups, maybe more group instruction. I don't know. But I think it is going to be a cluster, but that's not on the school district. I think the school districts did as good as they can. But if they don't have enough teachers, a lot of teachers are still underpaid for what they do. If they don't have enough substitutes, if parents don't want to have to skip work because their kid was exposed to COVID and now they were exposed, I think there's going to be a shift back to online learning because parents have it as an option. Now, if you're vaccinated and your kid comes home after an exposure to COVID, you technically are allowed to work according to the CDC guidelines. If the CDC decides to change it because now they know that vaccinated individuals can spread it also, just be prepared for that. But technically right now, if your kid comes home exposed, you technically, if you don't have symptoms, have to quarantine. Keep your questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, my producer, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So to summarize pretty quickly about some of the news over the last few days, COVID cases have been rising. COVID cases have been including younger children. We have more kids ending up in the hospital. Dr. Fauci is predicting that there's going to be a new variant that is brewing from this Delta variant cluster of cases and wave of cases that we've had. And FDA will hopefully have an emergency approval of the vaccine by the fall. So things are starting to move a little quicker, one, in terms of the epidemic, but two, in terms of the way the government wants to kind of move on things. And now that the kids are back at school, I'm hearing people talk about Christmas break, Thanksgiving break. In fact, my husband and son and girlfriend, they all, not my husband's girlfriend, my son's girlfriend. I don't need that right now. But my son and his girlfriend planned a trip. They want us to come too. So Corey's booked a trip. And I'm like, when is this trip? Well, it's before Christmas. I'm going, what about COVID? What's going to be going on with that? Are we going to get to travel? Well, we're vaccinated. We're good. Well, so let's just quickly talk about how good are we to travel. So I don't know if you heard, there was an Alaskan cruise. I love going to Alaska. I can't wait to go back again. And yes, we're going to have another Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska. I promise we're going to work on that. It's just with COVID, I haven't been able to. But it's kind of fun, you know, because we get discounts and we do little talks and classes and we, you know, eat, drink. It's just an amazing, you know, you guys still get to do your own thing if you want to. But, you know, if you don't want to, you get to hang out with me. So it's just pretty cool. I like hanging out with me. My husband's like, great, see ya. So there was a fully vaccinated Alaskan cruise, and a passenger still tested positive for COVID. Well, yeah. This happened on the Celebrity Millennium ship in Alaska. They tested positive. They had to be, I think, private air transported home. And now the company is conducting contact tracing and testing. So I think what we're going to slowly start to see, Canada is going to welcome vaccinated Americans to their country as long as they test positive. So for those of you that never wanted something shoved up your nose again and opted for the vaccine, like I did, I got vaccinated, I think the swabs are coming back. And I believe they're going to start getting a little bit more strict on the tests, on the testing procedure. They, now that vaccinated and negative COVID people are coming up positive, when it comes to travel, I think the governments, most of the governments that deal with American travel, are going to start to be a little bit more strict. So one thing I want you guys to think about, which is something that we're thinking about personally, is there's going to be about 5, maybe 6 of us traveling around Christmas time. And our family kind of has the mantra of leave no man behind, which means if one of my kids ends up being positive for COVID, we're not going to just dump them and leave them, all right? Either we're all going to stay all together or we don't. I mean, I'm sure my husband and my sons already have a plan on, well, just keep mom on the boat. Let's us go, right? We'll go hit Disneyland. No, no, no man left behind. And so with us being a family of 5, all vaccinated, the probability of us testing negative for COVID when we know gosh darn well the vaccinated individuals can get COVID starts to mean there's going to be a high probability that one of us is going to test positive. And so for those of you that are already starting to plan travel, going, I'm vaccinated, I'm good, let me just tell you right now, I think they're going to be adding that you have to test negative. And if you do test positive, you're back in quarantine. Now, I am praying that in the next 3 months or 4 months, the government finally just says, look, it's a virus we're going to live with. We didn't kick you off the boat if you had a flu. We didn't kick you off the boat if you had a cold. If you had norovirus, yeah, you couldn't get on the boat. But if you had the sniffles or whatever, we didn't force you to take a test. I'd like to see that change in the next 3-4 months, but sadly, I don't see that happening. And if Dr. Fauci is predicting there's going to be another variant, then my guess is the travel rules are going to get stricter. Now, I know with Sturgis, there's thousands of people descending on Sturgis, and they're getting a lot of criticism for that. Obama had a birthday party, and he was supposed to scale it down, and people were maskless and having fun and all that. Obama's turning 60. I get it. He's probably sick of the COVID stuff just like everybody else. But then I think everybody who is kind of doing their own thing and having their own party and being at possible super spreader events, that needs to kind of lay off when they start to give advice on what everybody else should do. You know, I turned 50. Did I have a big, huge bash? No. I stopped my periods. I went menopausal. Did I get to have a big, huge party like I always planned? I've been planning since I was 13 years old my party for when my period stopped. And I have yet to have that party. And if Obama could have his party for turning 60, I think I have half the population, you know, women and men even, supporting me to have a big, I'm done with my periods party. So I am a little salty about that one, but that's okay. I want my party. So this is what I recommend for you guys to do if you're gonna travel. One is get vaccinated if you haven't been vaccinated, okay? Number two is make sure you have a fully refundable ticket. Please let it be fully refundable. If you can't get it refundable, do not pick an airline or a cruise line that you rarely use, because chances are they're just going to give you a credit. That's the problem I'm having right now. I have all these extra credits, and there's nowhere to travel. Nobody's inviting me to a party. There's no conferences. Nobody else is in menopause, so I have nowhere to go. And so I have all these credits, and I don't know what to do with. But, you know, keep in mind that this winter is hopefully going to be the final straw to this. And I think this winter is going to be where the country finally decides to say, to heck with it, we're going to move forward or not. And this COVID variant that we have is doing some weird stuff in terms of affecting kids, in terms of bypassing masks, bypassing vaccinated individuals, and still putting them in the hospital. Not to the same degree as unvaccinated, but still, people are ending up, you know, in the hospital with it, that I think it's going to take the government to say, look, guys, all right, we're gonna back down. We're not going to mandate anything. We're going to, I think we realize that this virus is smarter than us, and we've given you all the tools. We have the vaccines. Hopefully they have N95 respirators for people. We have online learning, online work. You guys make a choice. That's what I think the government should do. I don't think they will. I think if more people die from Delta wave, that Delta wave goes down, a new wave comes up, they're going to get stricter and stricter. So we have 70% of our population having at least one dose of the vaccine. Why are we dealing with a wave like this and hospitals becoming overwhelmed? So they're going to try to push for 100% vaccination, and if that seems to curb everything, great. If it doesn't, then everybody's going to have to test for COVID. So I'm just worried about, from travel, since most of us are vaccinated already, I'm just worried about, are you going to pass your COVID test? Some people think they'll be able to self-test. Let me reconfirm that. I don't know if self-tests are going to work, because a lot of people are just wiping their butts with it so they don't turn up positive. And the more and more we hear that there are COVID-free, right, you know, airlines or COVID-free cruise ships or vacations that end up, you know, where people are still getting sick, I think they're going to either want to physically watch you do the specimen. They have a lot of times on telemedicine, if we're going to test you for COVID, we have to watch you put it in your nose and make sure it's valid, or it's going to have to be at a test site. So that's just my recommendation. Make sure you have a refundable ticket, and just keep in mind that if you're going as a big group and just one of you test positive for COVID, what is your plan? Are you going to leave them behind because you all bought your tickets, or are you all going to stay together? So I don't know. I feel like I don't want to go now. It's like I just don't want to be dealing with that. Because not only we're going to be taking a small cruise to the Bahamas, just a small cruise, because I work a lot and I don't have that much time, and the holidays are usually still a busy time in media, so we're just going to go for a few days, but I don't want to go there, be on the boat, and then get sick. So just a thought. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The open border crisis by President Biden is getting worse, with NBC reporting 18% of all immigrants at the border testing positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Falcone of the Rio Grande Valley, Texas area, tells Fox News this disaster during a pandemic could have been avoided.
We are again in another major public health crisis here in South Texas, and unfortunately, it's clearly a mess that could have been avoided.
The Taliban on Monday took control of another provincial capital in Afghanistan. The Taliban offensive is gaining control of the country as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout. The takeover comes despite harsh words by the international community and warnings from the United Nations that a military victory and takeover by the Taliban would not be recognized. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. As senators advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill, a vote is expected Wednesday. Former President Trump warned against the bipartisan infrastructure deal Sunday, calling it the beginning of the Green New Deal, end quote. The bill is expected to pass this week after lawmakers advanced the bill Saturday. One thing that caught my eye was a new mileage tax for all American drivers. Within 1 year, all drivers could be paying a mileage tax just for driving. Disgraced Democrat Mayor Andrew Cuomo has another big problem. An aide is jumping ship. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, it's Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly's show. So, you know, all eyes are now on New York, watching what's going to happen with Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo has not looked like he was going to budge in terms of leaving. He's innocent until proven guilty. However, he does have, you know, some people jumping ship. So let me get her name. I apologize. I'm sorry. Of course, my computer does not want to work on a Monday. See, that's the thing. I can't fault people for not wanting to go to work when my computer doesn't even want to work. So a senior aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had resigned yesterday in the wake of the allegations by 11 women. Melissa DeRosa, secretary to the governor, was linked in the report to efforts to cover up the governor's actions as well as retaliate against one of his accusers. Now, the last thing she wants is to be mixed up in all this and get arrested and all that. So it'll be very interesting to hear her story. But she said in the statement, personally, the past 2 years have been emotionally and mentally trying. I am forever grateful for the opportunity to have worked with such talented colleagues on behalf of our state. Now, I don't know if there was, you know, much of an investigation into her role. The report had found that Governor Cuomo groped, kissed, made suggestive comments to 11 women in violation of the law, his law, promoting local prosecutors to launch a criminal investigation and reignited calls for him to resign or be impeached. Now, the report described DeRosa as a central figure in Cuomo's office's retaliation against one of the women, Lindsay Boylan, after she became the first person to speak out publicly. Now, DeRosa has often defended Cuomo when he faced public criticism, had been with the administration since 2013. She was given the title Secretary to the Governor in 2017 and was probably the most recognizable face of the administration after Cuomo. This is according to The Guardian. And she appeared by his side in most of the news briefings. And so it's going to be very interesting because if she was one of the closest to him, you know, she probably could put the nail in his coffin or defend him, you know, till, you know, we're all in coffins, God forbid. So it's going to be very interesting to see where she stands on this. The executive assistant that has prompted a criminal investigation, Brittany Camiso, has gone public, and she describes her alleged misconduct in an interview. And she was the one who was groped under her shirt, discussed her allegations against the governor on CBS This Morning. She described her experiences and explained why she didn't come forward sooner. So she was previously known as Executive Assistant Number 1, and she is referred to in the report released by the New York Attorney General's Office. Speaking with CBS and the Albany Times-Union, she described Cuomo's behavior with her escalated over time, started with hugs. She said these are not hugs that he would give his mother or his brother. These were hugs with the intention of getting some personal sexual satisfaction out of. They started to be hugs and kisses on the cheek, and then there was at one point a hug, and when he got to go kiss me on the cheek, he quickly turned his head and kissed me on the lips. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened where you're, you know, leaning, I don't know, they'll like say, give me a kiss here on the cheek, or you lean in and then they immediately, like, I get you on the lips. And it's like, how do they move so fast? You know, I can't get the men in my lives, right, to, you know, pick up their dirty socks, to clean, you know, their dirty dishes. They, you know, everything just seems to, like, take weeks to get done. Yet, a lot of these guys, they sure know how to get a kiss, and they're super-duper fast. So, she said, people don't understand that this is the governor of the state of New York. There are troopers outside. They are not there to protect me. They are there to protect him. I felt as though if I did something to insult him, especially insult him in his own home, I wasn't going to be with him. That's going to get fired or in trouble. Now, Cuomo has denied all the wrongdoing regarding Camiso and the 10 other women that have accused him of misconduct. He has responded to claims that he gave unwanted hugs or kisses by saying this is how he customarily greets people. He even released a montage of images of him kissing everybody. So she said, maybe to him this is normal, but to me and other women he did this to, it's not normal, it's not welcome, and it certainly was not consensual. Apparently, it escalated further with her grabbing him grabbing her butt, reaching up to her blouse, cupping her breast over her bra. And so, you know, she accused him of being sexually aggressive. And she even said, you're going to get us in trouble. And I thought to myself, she said, that probably wasn't the best thing to say. But at the time, I was so afraid that one of the mansion staff, that they were going to see me and think, oh, is this what she comes here for? And that's not what I came, therefore, that's not who I am, and I was terrified of that. So in response, she said Cuomo slammed the door shut, approached her, and then reached up her blouse. She said it happened so quick, he didn't say anything. When it stopped, he just pulled away and walked away. So, you know, having been in situations like this myself, it's not fun. You know, I mean, I can't say she's telling the 100% truth. I can't say she's lying. All I could say is I've been there, and these things do sadly happen. very commonly. For some people, it's an effective, for them, I guess, way of advancing a relationship if the recipient consents. But for those of us where we don't consent, things happen pretty quick. And a lot of times you're in shock, and a lot of times you just don't have the thought process to kick somebody in the groin or, you know, smack them in the face, and you just kind of freeze. And so, you know, her saying, oh, well, you know, gosh, you could get us in trouble. Sometimes when you're with a person of authority, and I'm not saying this to defend her or anything like that, but when people say, well, gosh, that could be looked upon, you know, where she wasn't saying no. Sometimes it's hard to say no. Now, she brings up a good point. When you have military out front, you know, and you feel like you want, you don't feel like you're in a position where you could smack a governor. And so you might want to decline them very softly, which is something we've talked about on the show. When you have somebody who's predatorial, or you have a boss that is in a position of power where they could really mess with your life, and you want to say no, many people feel they can't, and or even with a boyfriend that they feel could kill them. And so they will try to ease the rejection. It's instinctive where you're like, you know what, I'm not going to just say no and smack him across the face. I'm going to say, oh, you know, I have a boyfriend, or I have my period, or I'm just not feeling it, or I'm having some pain, or I'm whatever. And so a lot of times people, well, that's kind of where the I have a headache came from. You know, it just, people have kind of feared, you know, rejection or rejecting somebody because of what would happen after the rejection. But the problem is sometimes it, you know, you got to just rip the bandage off. And it's a shame, you know, I don't know why she had to be at the mansion to begin with. But these are things that Governor Cuomo had passed a law to stop. And so if he is found guilty of everything found in that report, he's got a lot of explaining to do. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. What I recommend to anybody who feels like they're in this position, male, female, is you're not alone. There are supposed to be means and ways to nowadays, you know, I didn't have it a long time ago, but now there should be means for people to be able to, you know, transfer or protect themselves or make a complaint and, but I still think the system is such that there's a lot of, I don't want to use the term, there's a term, but I don't know if that's a dirty term or not, but there's a term where somebody can block you from a whole bunch of, future jobs or, you know, make your life miserable in an indirect way. And if you can't prove it, you know, many people, I think, fear that sort of revenge. And I'd say just get the heck out of it, because if you think they already have stuff on you now, then it's just going to get worse the longer you're with them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I really try to fight technology. I don't know if I like how everything I own is on a telephone. I don't know if I like the fact that now we aren't really going to movies like we used to, and, you know, you just kind of stream it from home. And I just feel like, you know, even when you go to the doctor now, it's over the phone. And I really want to bring back old school. And one way to bring back old school is to celebrate National Book Lovers Day. Did you guys know today was National Book Lovers Day? That's pretty cool. And it kind of celebrates the book. I mean, we've had books for centuries. They might have been on parchment or with calfskin. Maybe the book covers were made of wood or leather. Middle Ages, in the Middle Ages, they had public libraries, even back then in the Middle Ages. And so these are things that are, you know, iconic in time. And when we do look at National Book Lovers Day, we really want to celebrate those that, you know, poured out their heart, their emotion, and their talent into something that could be shared with us. So I've invited back one of my favorite authors, Jerry Lambert, with his series of books. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us, and happy National Book Lovers Day to you.
Oh, and happy Book Lovers Day to you too, Dahlia. That's awesome. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, no, it just, you know, it's so funny. Everything is all about tech and video games and VR and AI, and there's still a bunch of us out there that just love a book. You know, I hope they never go away.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely one of those people. One of the things I love about Book Lovers Day is it really promotes the disconnection from social media and electronic distractions, at least for a day. And hopefully people will fall in love with that feeling again and want to have more of that.
So true, so true. You know, and your books, you have a series of books, Queen of Swords, Apocrypha, Minor Arcana. Tell us about your book series.
Well, my book series centers on paranormal thrillers because that's something that I've always loved, and I'm working on branching out into other genres as well. But that's one that I feel like I have a lot of fun with. There are sort of infinite possibilities with. You know, I wanted to create a new twist on a ghost story and give characters something new to do with paranormal.
And what blows my mind, and I'm not saying this, you know, to blow smoke, you know I'm a fan of yours, but, you know, in movies you have CGI, you have so many ways to, you know, I guess, create those images. You had to do this basically with words. I think it is such a gift to be able to take words typed in black and white on canvas to be able to illustrate those. How do you do that?
Well, you know, the thing is that you really want the reader to do the work with their imagination, which is something that I think Hollywood doesn't allow people to do in movies anymore. Now that there's so much CGI, they've taken away a lot of what the imagination did for us. But in books, that's still very much the way things work. We have to use our imagination. And as a writer, it's my job to paint the clearest possible picture, but still allow that reader to use their imagination to decide exactly what that main character may look like to them.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to best-selling author Jerry Lambert. You know, Jerry, there was a study looking at dementia, cognitive decline, and how they think taking pictures, all the pictures and movies that we take, are kind of contributing to that because we're not using our minds, we're not putting things to memory. And I had to kind of take a segment or two to talk about how we need to reuse our brains and read. So I could almost say that reading a book should be a prescription where we should, as medical providers, tell people you need to read a book and work your mind because I think it's great mind exercise and it helps stave off cognitive decline.
Absolutely. I think that I would say that our minds can get lazy when everything is done for us in that way. And I think that's probably, the electronicization of of everything we do has contributed to that. I think you're absolutely right. But reading is one of those things that is still the way it always was. And it doesn't matter if you're reading on an electronic device. You're still reading and you're still using your mind in the same way. And absolutely, I agree.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us about how your story unfolds between your books.
Well, it is a story arc. Each of the three books is a mystery that is, created and solved, except there is one sort of overreaching story arc that goes throughout all three books and is pulled together in the final book. But each one is a different paranormal murder mystery with the same cast of characters who have it's a dual timeline between 1850 and present day. They take place in places that have tremendous history and in each case there is two mysteries that have to be solved you know, based on a lot of actual history that happened, as well as a big fictionalization.
Gosh, I think that's cool. You just mix it all in. This has got to be a movie series, by the way, or a TV series. I just think it's amazing. And I don't mean to just shower you with compliments, but there's very few authors out there gifted like that. Because I've read some books, and it just seems to be like somebody vomited a whole bunch of facts, or they tried to make a story interesting. You actually put some, I've watched you write these. You actually put thought into it. You didn't just try to throw this on, you know, on paper. I've been pretty impressed.
Well, you know, thank you so much. I think one of the reasons that, and I hope that comes across, is that I'm a big reader myself, and I love doing the research. The research for me is a big part of the fun of writing a book, especially when there is a historical link to something in each of those books that I want to bring forward. Studying the Apocrypha for my final book, Apocrypha, in that series, that was, you know, studying, you know, a book that predates the Bible. That's fascinating for me.
Yes.
And I hope that my readers find the root of that story in my book, and it encourages them to do some reading on their own.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's National Book Lovers Day. People might say, look, I don't have time to read a book. I have the kids. I have one thing I suggest is have your kids read a book next to you. Do reading time, but go, you know, mommy's going to read her book. Do you have a book too? It's book reading time. You know, what sort of advice do you have for parents who feel they're too busy to read?
You know, I am also a big fan of audiobooks. If that is something that they need, they can, you know, fill their drive time with their kids to and from all these events with audiobook that they're, and they have audiobooks for kids that will hopefully engage those kids in a story, you know, just short stories even in between, you know, soccer practice and school and wherever they, the parent is shuttling them around to. They have the opportunity to get into some stories that way. But, I think even if you're reading two separate books, just sitting alone and showing, you know, you're really showing that child, how important, you know, reading is and how mind expanding and, you know, how informative it'll be. And also, you know, they're not going to know that. They're just going to know that it's fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. I also find that reading a book is much better to do to try to help you sleep than watching TV or, you know, playing Candy Crush before you go to bed too.
100%. Well, you know, there's a lot of, as you know, there's a lot of info about the blue light of TV and computer screens that disrupt mm-hmm. sleep. And with, obviously with a book, you don't have that problem.
So true, so true. Jerry, how can people find your work?
The best place is to go to Amazon and just find me on Amazon. I'm widely sold in paperback and in Kindle on Amazon, and I currently have an exclusive contract with them, at least for the next 6 months. So that's where you can find everything.
I love it. Great. I have it, guys, on my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook if you're interested. Jerry Lambert, thank you again, and happy National Book Lovers Day to you.
Thank you, Dolly. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.